Baz Hashem Mizbeach, we begin Hilchos Shaar Avos HaTumas. We begin the halachas of the other primary categories of Tumas, which is the fifth out of eight different halachas in the Sefer Torah, the Book of Purity, which the Rambam, in his introduction to the Mishnayos and Sefer Torahs, he mentions 11 different types of Avos Tumas, the primary categories of Tumas. Tumas Mes, contact from a dead person. Tumas Mechatas, which are the waters that are placed on the ashes of the Paraduma. Chatayis, which are those that their blood is sprayed in the Heichel. Tum of Tzaras, Zav, Zava, Nida, Yeledes, Nevela, Sheretz, and Shechvazer and Simon. Now, halachas of these first eight ones are mentioned in the prior four halachas of this Sefer of Tahara. And the halachas of the remaining three are the topic of this halacha, and therefore that's the title of these what's called Shaar Avos HaTumas, because the Rambam had mentioned the first eight already in the prior four halachas. Which, yesh b'chlol and sholosh mitzvos aseh, in the category there's three positive commandments, v'zeh p'rat, and their specifics are Aleph 1, Din Tumas Nevela, the laws of the Tumah of a dead animal, Beis, number 2, Din Tumas Sheretz, the laws of the Tumah of the crawling creatures, and Gimel, number 3, is Din Tumas Shechvazer, the laws of Tumah of that of semen. And idolatry contaminates like a sheretz, which is the second mitzvah. But it's tumah from rabbinic law. And the explanation of these mitzvahs are in these chapters where there are 20 chapters. The first three discuss the laws of nevela, of a dead animal. Perek Dal discusses that of sheretz, of the crawling creature that's metama. Perek He discusses that of shechvazer, of semen. Perek Vav discusses that of avodah zarah, which is said is like a sheretz. Perek Zayin discusses that of food items and beverages. Perek Ches to Yud discusses rabbinic tumas. Perek Yudalf to Yud Gimel discusses regarding different levels and of tumah. And Perek Yudalf to Chav discusses the laws of sveikas, of doubts as it relates to halachas of tumah. And with that, we begin Perek Rishon, the first chapter in the Hilchos Shaar Avos HaTumah. In this paragraph, we discuss that of the tumah of nevela, of a dead animal. As Rambam gives halacha aleph regarding that a nevela contaminates with maga and with masa, with touch and with caring, but they're slightly different. A nevela, dead animal, av me'avos hatumas, is a primary of the primary categories of tumah, where kezayis mebesara, an aleph size of its flesh, is metama odom bekelim b'maga, could contaminate a person and vessels by touch. Uklicheres ba'aver, could contaminate an earthenware vessel by the in its ear space, that's considered like maga. Then with tamas adam b'masa, it contaminates a person by carrying. Meaning, if a person carries the nevela, even if it doesn't touch it, for example, if there's something separating, it contaminates him latami b'godim, even to contaminate the garment, which is kemer kavazav, has the same halacha like what a zav rides on, where what he touches does not contaminate garments, but when he carries, it actually contaminates the begadim. And that's actually where the laws of Merkav actually differentiate from Mishkav and Meshav, where they're touching also contaminates garments, in contrast to Merkav only contaminates his garments when he's carrying and not when there's the halacha of touching. And that's the same thing regarding the halacha of a nevela. As Rambam illustrates, kitzah how so? So Adam should nagum a nevela, a person just touching the nevela, so that may become a tamay, but v'harehu rishon l'tama. That's an av, and anytime a transmission you get downgraded, he's now a first degree tama. The Naga became there if he touches vessels. Even at the same time that he's touching the nevela, he's touching other things. Those garments, those vessels are tar. And so do the garments that are on him are going to be tar. Because he's a secondary, he's a derivative. And the derivative does not contaminate kelim, has to be a primary category. He carries the nevela. Oh, then metamekelim b'shas nesiyas, and actually contaminates vessels at the time when he's carrying the nevela, and they become a rishon l'tumah like the person himself. Shemek says the pasuk Yikra says Va'noises Nevlosim, and whoever carries the nevela, Chabas Bagodav, he has to wash his garments, meaning the garments also become tamei. Navoisim Bagodav, Rishon L'Tumah, and those garments become a Rishon L'Tumah. But Bein Metame, he does not contaminate Lo Odom, not a person, Liki Cheres, and not an earthenware vessel. Even when he's carrying the nevela, much like Red explained this in the differentiation by the laws of Merkav there in the laws of Mishkan Meishim in Perek Vav. Halacha Beis Rambam continues regarding the Tumah of nevela, which is a dead animal, but after it was slaughtered. So, echad behem avachaya, whether a domestic or a wild animal, bein amatarm bachila, bein asrun, whether that's permitted to eat or forbidden to eat, in mesu, if they die, kulam besaran metamek bekezayas, all of their flesh contaminates in the size of an olive. Now, or shchitas behem tahira, but the slaughtering of a kosher animal, bachaya or a wild animal, that is a b'chayi Torah or a kosher a wild animal, mitaratan b'chol makom. The slaughtering is purifies it in whatever the situation is, meaning even if edam being forbidden for one of the 18 different treifas, but ultimately there was a proper shechita done, that purifies it from the tuma nevela. And v'afilu shachet chul mazar, even if he slaughtered unconsecrated animal in the courtyard of the Beis Hamikdash, for kashim machutz or kashim out of the azar, where that actually makes it forbidden even to have benefit from it, but ultimately you did a shechita, real tuma, and therefore purifies it from the tuma of nevela. But if there is a flaw and in the slaughtering itself, well, then that's not a shechita, and therefore Hariz Nevela, that animal is considered Nevela, umetama b'masa, and it's going to contaminate even by the tuma of masa, because the slaughtering is not effective even to purify it from the stringent level of tumas of masa. Like we explained, the laws of shechita of slaughtering in the third parak Halacha Yudches. Halacha Gimel, behema temeya v'chaya temeya. Now, a non-kosher domestic or a non-kosher wild animal, so slaughtering has no effectiveness by a non-kosher animal. And then for vechad ashechad, whether you're slaughtering it, or necha, or you're stabbing it, or you're chenko, or you're choking, or it dies in a normal way, either way, Harry's nevela is going to be nevela. And v'chal nevela is mistarfis, and all dead animals combined in the tumah l'gazayis, regarding contaminating if it has a combination of flesh the size of an olive. Echetemeh is vechadar, whether it's kosher or non-kosher animals, but regarding the liability of eating, for lashes, that they don't combine. But for the laws of Tamatara, they do combine. Halacha Dal continues with different parts of the nevela. We're going to the marrow, the blood, the fats. So mayach, the marrow and the bones, harikabasa, that's the same status as the meat, which has the tumah of nevela. Now, but vidama nevela, the blood of the dead animal, that does not contaminate like the dead animal. Elarehu kamashkin tamim, rather it's like tummy liquids. The biblical does not contaminate a person or vessels. So therefore, that's not like the nevela. Halacha hey, chaylev, now regarding the fats of behemoth tahirish shemesa from a kosher animal that died. Tar, the fats are not going to be metami. Shemekin says in Pasik, v'chaylev nevela, v'chaylev trefa, the fats of the nevela, the fats of the trefa, of the animal with the moral defect, yu'asl chamalacha, can be used for whatever purpose you want, which sounds like even for kachim, which is forbidden to have tame. So you see that it's not going to be metami. But v'achal lo'isachlu, it's just you can't eat the chaylev of these animals. Now, Misha Sur, Mishum Nevela Trefa, we're talking about that which is prohibited because of Nevela and because of Trefa, which that explains what's at the end of this halacha, that the tumma of Chaylev, of a non-kosher animal that became a Nevela, that it's different because it's only that which would be forbidden only because of Nevela Trefa, which is only that kosher animal. Non-kosher is not forbidden because of Nevela Trefa, it's forbidden because it's not kosher. Now, Vimhuchsha B'mashkin Machshir. If let's say it became susceptible to tumma simply because it's a food item that became vulnerable to tumma becoming in contact with one of the seven types of liquids, then, so although we're not making it tummy because of that of the nevela, but I really call it tummy, then it's just going to have a status as, even if it didn't even touch tumma, but it's going to be mitama like a tumma of a food item, which like a rishon tumma, because now it's like a food item that was susceptible. But we're not going to give it halacha as like the meat of nevela. It's just going to be because of like a tummy food item. Now, however, in contrast to regular chaylev, if someone touches the fats that's covering the kidney, before you separate it from the kidney, hareza tummy. Then the person will be tummy. Can they give a kuli atzma like as if he touched the kidney itself, which is like part of the nevela? Because many threads of the kidney go into the chaylev, so in there, in the chaylev, you also have parts of the flesh itself, and therefore it's going to be metame, like the nevela itself. Now, so this was all regarding the chaylev of a kosher animal that died. But regarding a non-kosher animal, vachay or a wild animal, bein tahira, whether if it's a kosher animal, where its fats are permitted to be eaten when it's slaughtered, bein tahira, whether it's not kosher, then echad besar of echad chabal tumah, then whether it's flesh or whether it's fats, it's going to have the halacha of tumah, or metama adam akein, because as kipsa nevela, it's going to contaminate a person and vessels with the size of an olive, like that of nevela, because the halacha is uniquely for that, of the chaylev behemoth tahayra shemesa, that's where we say that, okay, you can't eat it, but it's going to have the halacha of permitted utility, because it's not going to be metame. Halacha of hakoi, which wasn't clear the status of a kai for one reason or another, if it's considered as a chaya or a behema. So regarding the previous halacha, since it's a suffix, this creature, So chelboy metame gibisar. Its fats will contaminate as its flesh, but betumasa besafik. But it's only because its tumah is because of doubt, because maybe it's a type of behema that its chayav is tar. But maybe it's like a chaya where its chayav would be tummy. So lefikach, therefore, since it's only tummy out of safik, ain't serving the love truma b'kadshim. We would not burn if it touches truma or kadshim, because you can't burn it only if it's definitively tummy, which is not. And mein chayav in karas al tumasa. Neither would one be liable karas for having its tumah, which va'al beis hamikdash, when he's coming into the beis hamikdash al chilz kadosh, eating kadshim that state, because it's not a definitive tummy. Halacha Zayin tells us regarding things that from the nevela that they do not contaminate. The following things do not contaminate, although it's part of the nevela. Hatzam is the bones, vakarnayim and the horns, vatlafayim and the hooves, afili karnarach, even the soft root of it, shemichotach minachay yitzedem, that if it was cut off from a living animal, blood would come out. It doesn't make a difference, not considered as the flesh. Va'or and the skin, the hide, afa bishanim ubit, even though it was not tanned into leather yet. Va'olol is these small pieces of meat that's left connected to the hide after it was skinned. Va'agidim and the ligaments, the tendons, va'amorok and the sauce. Va'tavlin shemizbashim and the spice that cooked with it. Those are not considered part of the nevela for the tumah. Now, when we say this, it's b'man shepir shem nevela, if they were already disconnected from the nevela, then we'll not have the tumah of a nevela. But whoever touched one of these items when they were like the skin, when it was connected to the flesh, oh, I raise a tummy, then it's going to be tummy, because it's like a handle for the meat, which you take the meat with that, and the meat is taken with that. So a yad of the tummy is like the tummy itself. But as long as the flesh that is connected to has at least the size of an olive, because any one of these items do not combine for the share of gezayis. Although if it's connected, it will be tummy, but not, it won't add to the minimum measurement. You have to have a gezayis of basa. Now halacha ches ha'olol, this that we have these small pieces of flesh that's still connected to the hide after a skin. So this is bein shepalatatu chaya, whether it was left over from a wild animal that ate up the flesh and left over the small piece that was still connected to the skin. Whether it was a knife was used to separate the flesh from the hide, and put the small little pieces beneath the blade of the knife that got stuck and remained on the hide, doesn't make a difference. Either way, in itself, the gezayis, they do not combine to the measurement of a gezayis, which is for the halacha, like we said, for the minimum of the baser b'metame, for the halacha of nevela. But v'mkanasai, but if he deliberately gathered them together, because it had the size of a kezias, then matame, then it's going to be a kezias of meat, and it's going to be matame as in the veil. Halacha test continues specifically regarding that of the hide, the skin of the nevela. The ela behemoth, now the following animals, show the same kibbutzarim. So although we said before that the ur is not like a tumas nevela, like the basar, the following entities of these animals, their hides will be like the flesh, and because they actually are like flesh, although they're technically skin, and therefore does have tumas nevelas. You have ur chazir, you have the skin of the swine, shal yishub, that's from the settlement. These are very soft. Vorcha toiteres hagomel haraka, also the skin of the hump of the camel, that's soft. Vorbes habayshis, the skin that's by the genital area. Vor shlil, the skin of the fetus. Vor shotach zaalya, the skin that's beneath the fatty tail. Had elam tam nevela, those are all very soft parts of the skin, and therefore it's like meat, and therefore it's going to have the tumah of nevela. But v'mibdam, but if let's say they were tanned, which is the whole process of making it hard, like into like leather, a hilichbem, or let's say, which they would spread out the hide so people should step on them, and through that it becomes hard and like fit to use as leather, and there was people walked on them, k'dei buddha, the amount that would make it hard and tanned, harei l'tarim, then they're not going to be like food items anymore, and they're going to be like skin, and they're going to be tough. And let's say an action that was done to them that nullified them from being considered as meat that's fit to eat, then tire, and again, that would also purify it, even though there wasn't walked on the amount of having a tan, which Kate said, how so? What type of action would nullify it? So let's say you have the air of a donkey, which is soft and can be eaten, but let's say he's using it as a hook for the basket, then tire, it's going to be perfect because that action is nullifying it from meat and making it into a utensil. Now, how much is that it would be walked on that would make it into leather, not into meat? It's arba milin. The amount of walking 4 mil was done on that piece of leather. Now, what's considered the soft hump of the camel? It's kozman shalei ta'ana, as long as it has not yet carried any loads. Now, he gives him on the litan. Let's say it reached the age, the time when it would be carrying loads, it just didn't. Or if it did already carry a load, before the time that it usually does. So it's something that's a doubt, because that's one of the two variables, and that's not clear if that would give it the halacha of meat or of skin, of hide. Halacha yud. If someone skins the nevela of an animal or a wild animal, whether it's kosher or not kosher, whether small or large, if the skin was peeled to use it as a mat. Now, what's significant about that is that there's certain types of peeling, of skinning, depending on what you're using the item for, because you have to skin it in a certain way so that it retains that function. So then they would tear the hide from the tail until the neck, and then separate it with a knife from the flesh. So kiven shehevshet min ha'or k'de'achiza. So in that case, once you skinned it from the hide, the amount of grabbing a hold of it, which b'hushnei tvachim, that's two hand breaths, that's the amount that you can grab a hold of the skin and separate the meat from it. Hanegeh ba'or zeh shehevshet. So if someone's touching that part of the hide that's already been skinned, tar. That's not considered connected to the meat anymore. Now, v'achshel hevshet shnei tvachim, but if you didn't skin it already two hand breaths, then hanegeh ba'or k'negeh ba'bas, and then touching the hide is like touching the meat. Let's say a different case. Let's say if shita, let's say they're skinning the animal, could they last us min or, because they want to make from the hide, they want to make a chemis. They want to make a flask that the shepherds put their, like a backpack. They use it as a sack. And some use it for drinking. Now, with that type of skinning, they don't tear the hide along the length of the animal as in the previous case. Rather, they go from one leg to the other leg. And then they skin it from the bottom up in a way that you could take off the hide like a sack. So then they just tie it, the open place, and then you can use it as a knapsack. So hareha or chibur, in that case, the skin is going to be considered as connected. Actually, after this kolachas, until you peel away, until you skin off the whole breast. Now, v'mhivshita medaglebulvat. Let's say you're only skinning it from only the leg because they want to make it like a small flask. Hareha or kule chibur. Then the skin is going to be totally considered connected. And when they gave bark and they gave a bus, and whoever touches the hide is like touching the flesh. Actually, afresha or kulim alabas until you separate the whole hide from the flesh. And mechanim afresha b'shuratim, so if someone's skinning the crawly creatures, chibur is considered connected. Actually, afresha kulim until you skin the whole thing. Or shal hatzaber chibur, the hide on the neck is considered connected. Actually, afresha kulim until you peel it totally off. B'chol or shu chibur l'tami. Now, any hide, any skin that's considered connected for being metame, that if someone touches the hide and the vela, that it becomes tamei. Kachu chibul is tamei. So it's considered connected to the meat to become tamei. Meaning, shem ha'isa shchut, if the animal was actually not in the vela, it actually was slaughtered. B'nagu tuma b'ar zeh shuchibur, and then an external, extrinsic source of tuma, touch this hide that's connected to the meat, so the meat becomes tamei. So it's not only exporting, but also importing would have the same halacha. Halacha yidalf. Ar shesh alav kizayis nevela. If you have hide that has on it an olive size of nevela meat on it. Shahanagibitsib. So if someone touches a thin strip, hayitzimin that comes out from the skin, which that skin is touching the meat, ubisa'orichekenegdoi, and or the hair that's opposite that from the side of the olive sized piece of meat, which is ma'achayrha'or from the other side of the skin, nitma, whatever is touching is going to become tummy. Why? Didn't touch the meat. Nisha'or bisa'ori, because the skin in its hair, is shomer labasar. That's actually protecting the meat. And a shomer contaminates like the meat itself. Now, but Benjamin, when do we say this? It's only shepalatatu chaya. Only if that leftover meat is from a wild animal that didn't eat up that part. Av palatatu sakin, but let's say it was left over from the knife, which then we say that actually that meat was nullified to the hide. And imhoye merudud, and if it was very thin and long and wide, that if you would combine it together, it would be a kezias, but it's very thin and spread out. Batal agavar, then it's actually nullified and secondary to the hide, because it's not normal for a person to go through the effort and try to gather that thin slice that of meat that's along the whole thing, and it is nullified. In contrast, when the animal did it, so a person did it nullified, and then it wouldn't be nullified. Alachid beis. Or shishlav kishnei chatzai zeisim b'sar nevela. Let's say there was a hide that didn't have one contiguous. It had two half olive size pieces of meat of nevela on that hide. So our mevatlam, the hide's going to be mevatlam them, because each part was less than the kezias. And therefore, therefore it does not contaminate, not through touching and not through carrying. And the reason for that is, Shekol she'in b'tamas nevela b'maga, whatever does not contaminate from the nevela by touch, in b'tamas masa does not contaminate by carrying. Now, avol shnei chatzoi zeisim shetchavim b'kesem, but if let's say you take two half olive-sized pieces of bas nevela, and you stick a toothpick, a twig, in through them, hanoisim tamei, then whoever carries them is going to be tamei. Why? Sharing nasi kezais. Ultimately, he carried a kezais. And there's nothing that is bottled to, in contrast to that of the ur, like we said. Now, but v'hanageya, if someone touches them, tar is going to be tar. Why? They're connected. Now you're touching a kezayis. No. She'in chibur adam chibur, because what's being connected by man-made connection is not considered as a connection. So it's not considered as one kezayis. But carrying, you carried one kezayis. Now, v'hu, this halacha that was saying that if someone carries that toothpick, it's going to become tummy, is only she'yushneim u'dodin u'dvukim zebezeh. It's only if that they're flattened out and they're touching each other. Actually, not the kecha that if you would take one, the other one would come with the two. So, yes, it's man-made connection, but he made a good connection. Let's say, even though it's on the same toothpick, but this half of olive size was clearly on its own. This other one on its own, even b'kis mechad, one toothpick, even if he's carrying it, going back and forth all day long, tar, he'd remain tar, because we don't see that as one item that he's carrying. Halacha Yud Gimel continues regarding things that are not fit to be eaten, regarding its halacha of the tumah. So besar nevela, so the meat of a dead animal, shenifsad, they got ruined, vehivish, and it's spoiled, venifsam lecha hakelav, and it's not even valid, it's not even fit for being eaten by a dog, which obviously eat things that are less fit than for a human being. So if even a dog wouldn't eat it, then tar, it loses its status as food and it becomes tar. Now lafikach, therefore, netzal hanevela, the netzal is the flesh that had liquefied and then congealed from a dead animal. So safik imetamu gezaisim loy. So that would be a situation of doubt if it contaminates with the size of an olive or not. And the reason for that is because halacha mishmasina is that a gezais of netzel from a mess, it contaminates like the flesh of a dead person. But that's regarding a dead person. Regarding a nevela, dead animal, that's a question that wasn't resolved. Besar nevela shiyavish, regarding the meat of a dead animal that dried up. So im yachalishus bepoishim eis le'eis, if you could soak it in lukewarm water for 24 hours, lach zulach, and it would come back to be moist, the royal kevin then would be fit for a dog, then it contaminates as a nevela. But if it wouldn't, then tar, and vafilba oichlin tameim in metamid, then even like as if had a chaf, even like that food item, a tummy wouldn't contaminate, where it wouldn't even tummy even oichlin mashkim, because we consider it as something that's just, it's like a piece of wood. Aluchi dalad, besar nevela, regarding nevela meat, it was always spoiled. And it was not fit for a person to eat it. Here's the tar. That's actually going to be tar, even though it's royal achilis kelev. Why? Krishna says the pasuk in Devarim said lagerish b'sharecha, for the resident convert that's in your gates, to neno you should give it this nevela v'achala, and he's going to eat it, which tells us that until that, in the beginning at least, when the animal died, it was fit to give tager, and here where it wasn't, which is an adam, so it does not have the halacha of nevela, of the tum of nevela. Look at the zvav shilyush nevela, regarding the placenta of the nevela, which that's the sac that the fetus is inside of. Harei kepedesh v'chirei, that's like waste matter and like excrement, and therefore v'inim tamak nevela, it's not going to contaminate like the nevela itself. Now v'mchash v'la lachil, but let's say he thought about that he wants to eat it, then mistamet tumasachalan. Then it has the halacha of, because the thought that you want to eat it makes it like a food item. And it'll have tumas eichel, but the thought's not going to make it into a tuma of nevela because it's not part of nevela. Hakeva, not literally the stomach, but means the milk that congealed in the keva, in the stomach of a nevela, and v'chalav, and the liquidy milk, shal nevela of nevela, tahari meklum, they're pure from everything because that's like waste matter and therefore does not have the tuma of the nevela. Halacha de zayin, behema sheshafa charoras dam, an animal that flowed, meaning like miscarried, like a clump of blood. So, although that would exempt the next animal that's born from being the halacha of the firstborn animal, because we say that maybe that first thing, that clump, was really the firstborn, but still, in the metama. So, although the clump, we're going to treat it as like the first child for the second one not being the bechira, but still, it's not going to contaminate, which technically would seem to be because it's like a dead animal. We don't treat a lebemagabal lebemasa, not for touch, not for caring. Achiba trus nefil, until it has at least a form of a miscarriage. And the reason is, because it's nullified in the majority that's coming out with it. Meaning, there's all this blood and other liquids and items that come out that are not from the nafil itself that was dissolved. Now, if it had a form of a child, so then it wouldn't be considered mixed with those other entities and therefore wouldn't nullify it. But over here, this item, even though technically it is treated as a child, but it doesn't have the form of that, and therefore it just gets nullified in that majority, and hence there's real no nevel over here because it's nullified in all the other liquids. The fikach, therefore, he tahira, is considered as tar, af b'shoyis yiru l'ger agavima, although, which addresses what we had said in the prior halacha, in halacha yedald, although when it was part of the mother, in the womb of the mother, it was not repulsive for a person. It's only when it comes out, and that's when the tumah takes effect. So therefore, it was not pasul achil before the tumah took effect. Even so, since it's nullified, we say that it's not going to be metame. Halacha yedzayin continues regarding when they get mixed up, the nevela with kosher items. Nevela shenazav b'shchuta, if a dead animal gets mixed up with a properly slaughtered animal, so it depends. We go with the laws of Tarevis, which is imreib b'shchuta, if the majority is from that which is slaughtered, but lahan nevela b'shchuta, so then the nevela gets nullified in the slaughtered ones. And therefore, v'ena kol matam b'maga, it's not all going to contaminate when you touch it, because it's nullified. Now, avalam nasa hakol, but if you carry it all, actually nitma, and actually the person will become tamei. The reason for that is because ultimately, the tumah is here, and he's carrying them. By touch, each we're qualifying this independently, but when you carry, you're carrying it all, and ultimately you are carrying that tumah. Now, what's with the previous halacha that we said about the harara of dam? That's because the flesh got dissolved, and it's mixed with all these other entities, and you don't see it visible, so it's nullified. Here, where it is, you just don't know where it is, therefore it's not really nullified in regards to the laws of masa. And explaining the first halacha, why does not going to have a tumah of maga, is she efshala shchuta shetachs nevelik. It's not possible that what was slaughtered to ever become like an animal that was not properly slaughtered, which is what a nevela is. In contrast, of a nevela, but the nevela efshe shetita kishetisarach. The nevela actually could be purified and become like a shchuta when it spoils, because then we say when it's not royal achilas kelev, then actually it is not metame. But lefikach tibata, therefore it's going to be nullified because we treat it as min b'she'ena minay, as if not the same species, because the slaughtered one will always never be like a nevela, which contaminates with maga masa, which you're not going to have by the shchuta. So we consider it as two different species, and therefore the nevela will be nizbatel in the tarayvus of the shchuta, because you consider it as two different species.